You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Our next story, record numbers of would-be medicinal cannabis investors crashed crowdfunding website PledgeMe on Tuesday after an unprecedented level of traffic searching for $2 million public investment campaign overloaded servers. I spoke with Hikarangi Cannabis Company Managing Director Manu Kadi about the campaign and its goals, starting with finding out a little bit more on what the Hikarangi Cannabis Company is all about.
Set up 2-3 years ago with a focus on economic development and job creation on the East Coast here, and we've focused on high-value products and extracts from indigenous species, plants and fungi and shellfish, and so that work kind of gave us a good idea of how to develop natural health products. And when someone asked if we'd thought about growing hemp, we thought that was a good idea, and given the local skill base and climate, and we could see the market was and the regulations were changing, and so we got into that as well. So yeah, so it's so there's a charitable company, and that's owned by a charitable trust, and then there's private investors that have partnered with the charitable company to help bring some resource to pay for scientists and commercialise products and opportunities. And so the crowdfunding with the cannabis was sort of the next step on from that.
Yes, so there have been record numbers of would-be medicinal cannabis investors. They've crashed crowdfunding website PledgeMe a few Tuesdays ago after there was an unprecedented level of traffic searching for the campaign, and it overloaded all of the servers. So what happened here? Did people go out campaigning for investors?
Yeah, so we had a roadshow, a local one. We wanted to give the opportunity to locals first to have a real stake in the company, so not just beneficiaries as workers or beneficiaries of the trust or anything, but as real owners. And for many of our whānau, it was the first time that they've invested in a company. And so we had a series of roadshows in six of the villages around the East Coast and down to Gisborne. And we raised, about $1.5 million through that over a week. And so we'd set up with PledgeMe, the platform there, and through the roadshow we were doing manual entries with people, and we wanted to just sort of, that was a way of protecting the investment to make sure that it was only locals, and the URL wasn't distributed far and wide too quickly. And then after we'd done that series of meetings and signed up, I think there were about 600 or 700 locals involved there, then we had the balance. So with crowdfunding, legally we can raise up to $2 million through the PledgeMe process. So we only had, I think it was about 550,000-600,000 left of shares, and that was opened up to the rest of New Zealand, and crashed the PledgeMe site twice in a row.
It's amazing, really. It's super, super impressive, the interest that you got.
So we had, before that, we'd provided a form for people to register their interest over the last few months, and we're close to 4,000 people that have registered there now, and so there are only about 300 that were able to get through and buy shares on. Once we did set up a Google form that after PledgeMe crashed twice, and we pointed people over to that. So there's a lot of disappointed people who missed out, and we're just working on options to provide another offer. If we don't use crowdfunding, but we have a full disclosure as if we were going to do an IPO, to list the company or to do a full offer, then we're able to raise above that $2 million. So it seems, given the level of interest and support, that would be worthwhile doing. And so the lawyers are just working on that option at the moment.
Yeah, awesome. What are the funds raised that you do have? What are they going to be used for now?
Yeah, our priority is to build a processing facility here in Rotorua. So we've got an order with a US company to export product. Also, making our own, so that would be the wholesale sort of bulk extract CBD. Yeah, but also, if we're making our own medicines, then we need to have the facilities to do the whole process if we can. Mm. And so those funds will build the factory and the extraction and processing plant. It'll also fund clinical trials to prove the safety, eventually efficacy of our products that we're developing, so they can be registered medicines.
Yeah, so would you say that you're the first New Zealand group to make these preemptive moves for when medicinal cannabis is legalised in New Zealand?
I think we're really well placed. We haven't seen anyone that's close to where we are at in terms of the process, but we'll need to wait for the legislation and regulations in terms of the commercial production, but under current legislation we're able to continue doing product research and development.
Right, that's awesome. I did see that in the news this morning, actually, the government is considering moving a referendum to 2019, so next year.
Yeah, likewise, I think we'll be well placed if New Zealand chose to go full adult use, recreational, and decriminalise cannabis entirely, then we'd be in a great position to supply the New Zealand market and overseas markets as well.
So what would this mean for the town of Ruatoria or for the East Coast in general?
Yeah, look, we've done some numbers, and if we can get to scale quickly, we'd be employing about 120 people with an average wage of just under 80,000, and then it's effectively a $10 million payroll that would more than double the whole household income for the Ruatoria district, so it would be fairly transformational.
Yeah.
That will bring with it its own challenges, and we've got lots of people that now want to move here and take up jobs and things, but so we're just going to have to manage those sort of things if when it comes to pass.
But in terms of comparing it to the current prison system, though, would you say that it could be an improvement?
I mean, no, how do you improve a piece of shit?
The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.